Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. And this is our private credit focused podcast. We're continuing our foreign jurisdiction series. I'm Pat Brooks, tax partner out of Chicago. I'm joined with two of my German colleagues, Marco Muth and Julius Grotten. We are going to be talking about Germany and all things related to Germany, private credits, and anything else we can think of. I'm going to go right into it. Marco, you know, I always hit you up with the soft stuff. We'll let Julius have the hard stuff. So, Marco, tell us a little bit about the German market general. What's going on, private credit, some important things to understand about the German marketplace and how funds are treated there.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having us. In terms of the German private credit market, besides the UK and France, Germany is the most important market, or one of the most important markets in Europe in terms of private debt. There's definitely a growing demand for private debt because of the current market conditions, not only in real estate, where the banks are actually becoming a bit more hesitant in terms of financing. So the private credit market is definitely a growing market. In terms of vehicles, what we mostly see is actually Luxembourg vehicles that buy private debt or that acquire German debt. What we see in the market is also German vehicles, mainly investment KGs, but they are, if at all, used by German investors only. So for international investors, it is definitely Luxembourg is the platform for debt funds.
Got it. And so when you think about that, from a German market perspective, maybe it's more of not investing as much in Germany as it is German investors investing outside of Germany?
Our institutional capital base here in Germany is very strong, and we are definitely a capital exporter, I would say. There is also huge demand by German investors investing into debt funds. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, I gave you the easy one. Now, Julius, I'm going to come over to you. Okay, let's talk a little about German taxation, all right? What are things that we need to think about, whether we're structuring stuff in Luxembourg, US, wherever? Why don't you give us a little bit on to German taxation?
Sure, Pat. Now to the fun part. I mean, to start with, regardless of where the debt fund is established, in Germany or elsewhere, from a German tax point of view, we would look at the level of the borrower, the debt fund itself, and the German investors. So first, starting from a borrower's perspective, at this level, German withholding tax, respectively tax filing obligations, need to be considered in two scenarios. Either the debt has profit participating elements or is secured by German real estate. In any case, depending on the applicable double tax treaty, there might be exemptions from withholding tax. So second, going one level up in the structure, regarding the debt fund itself, there shouldn't be any relevant German taxes at this level. But let me make an important point here. In relation to debt funds established in Germany, it is important that they are not regarded as commercially active, which might trigger German trade tax, an extra layer of taxes you definitely want to avoid, in particular, German tax-exempt investors.
How's that done?
That's actually a bit tricky because there's no guidance by the tax authorities. But for example, one aspect which needs to be looked at is a debt fund itself is leveraged, which is something critical. But okay. As mentioned, there's no guidance. So going to the top level of the structure regarding the taxation of the German investors, it needs to be distinguished between debt funds established in the form of either partnerships or all other forms, meaning corporate, respectively, contractual type of funds. And why is this distinction relevant? Well, for debt funds established in the legal form of a partnership, the general tax rules for partnerships will apply, like in any other country. For debt funds established in any other legal form, so corporates or contractual type of funds, the German Investment Tax Act will be applicable. And very broadly, an important aspect here is that all cash distributions by this kind of vehicles, regardless of profit or capital repayment, will be taxable at the level of the German investors, depending on their respective tax status. So maybe that was a lot of input. So as a summary, first, profit participating elements or securing the debt with German real estate might trigger German withholding taxes. Second, debt funds established in the form of a partnership with at least two German investors. And that was something I forgot to mention. There is a filing obligation. Partnership tax return needs to be filed. And third, also completely different taxation regimes will apply for funds established in the form of a partnership or in other forms. The result is quite similar, meaning that there's no German taxation at fund level, but at investor level. So I hope this gives you a picture of the German taxation.
Well, it does. But Marco, come on. Now, look, the second one that Julius, you talked about there, two German investors in a partnership. How often do we see this missed? And what happens when it's missed? And what does it mean to be missed?
That's definitely a tricky question, because like the first question is really, when do you have two German investors in a partnership? You can obviously have two direct German investors in a partnership. So you clearly have filing requirements. But the second question is, or comes up, what if one investor is invested directly and the other investor is invested indirectly, whether via another fund, feeder fund, or just another vehicle? That's a bit tricky, always a bit difficult to find out. But in general, filing requirements are there. What we see in the market that in many cases, these filing requirements are missed. Obviously, Germany can't sue or charge the fund itself, but the German investors would, in many cases, or in most cases, face adverse German tax consequences or be subject to late filing penalties, etc. So that's definitely a tricky part. And what we see in the market is also that the German tax authorities are getting stricter, putting more scrutiny, looking in more detail at these structures, not only in tax audits, also in general inquiries. So the German investor base is definitely a bit alerted at the moment in when they are invested in these structures and expect a lot from GPs and the funds.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of funds that are surprised about this. Although there's been a lot of people talking about it, they still get surprised because they just maybe don't know of the rule, or they just don't know how to do it. Julius, so everyone understands this is audio, but we have visual for us three. And Julius is like pointing at me saying, whoa, 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 hold on a second. So go ahead, Julius.
You mentioned filing obligation, and I think a very important aspect here is German CFC implications. So we haven't talked about this yet. And this is always relevant in case you would use a non-German fund vehicle, like a Luxembourg fund, for example. And based on our experience, if not structured accordingly, almost all debt funds in Luxembourg or elsewhere, non-German meaning, if they have German investors, they also have German CFC issues. And it is often assumed that in case of a positive activity test, German CFC issues can be avoided, which is only half the truth because a CFC return have to be filed nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And while CFC taxpayers are the German investors, the obligation to prepare the return is usually contractually shifted to the fund manager due to side letter provisions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a conclusion, CFC implications are a nightmare because of compliance burden and potentially also additional taxes. The effective tax rate for German life and health insurance companies as investors, for example, on dry income is often more than 40%. The good news here, maybe this is something good to conclude this podcast also, CFC implications should be avoidable, but this needs some considerations when a non-German debt fund structure is implemented.
So maybe just to add to that, really yesterday, the German Ministry of Finance issued a draft statement that they propose to change the German CFC rules, and in particular, the rules which are maybe comparable to the PFIC rules in the US, which would basically, or what they propose is to delete the section, the PFIC section in the German CFC Act, which would have a massive effect on debt funds and the application of the German CFC rules for German investors. The tricky part here is really with our minority government at the moment in Germany. We are facing new elections next February. It is really unlikely that the proposed changes will be enacted before February. And then we will have a new government next year. And the question is really whether the new government will pick up these changes. So that it is really questionable at the moment what will happen with the German CFC rules and this particular PFIC issue. question is also, how do investors deal with this at the moment? What we see is most investors would actually try to make a filing. Others would actually try and wait until they know what's happening to the PFIC rules.
I mean, there's just a great deal to consider. When it comes to private credit funds in particular, there's a lot that, whether German investors are going into some sort of foreign structure or going into a partnership, you know, it could be a Cayman partnership, US partnership, there's a lot of filing obligations and potentially a lot of adverse tax consequences if we don't do things the correct way. As you said in the very beginning, Marco, generally Germany is an exporter of capital. Are they doing anything to try to become more of an importer of capital or trying to compete, or is it not something that's being considered at this point in time?
Well, that's a very political discussion. And what we are seeing at the moment, we have huge demand for private capital, huge demand for investments into our infrastructure. The question is really, how will the new government deal with that? Will we come up with beneficial tax treatment, beneficial structures to attract foreign capital, as we see it in many other countries at the moment? I don't see really lots of opportunities or beneficial tax treatment that would attract foreign capital. So the question is really, how will the new government deal with this?
Got it. Well, look, this has been wonderful. Really appreciate all the insights. Just real quick, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know?
We covered most of the important aspect, which is mostly obviously filing obligations and the opportunity to properly or efficiently structure investments into private debt into Germany and for German investors. Thanks for having us, Pat.
It was fantastic having you both. Marco, Julius, thank you. And for everyone else, thank you very much for listening. And we look forward to you listening to our next podcast. Take care.